American English is amply equipped with slang terms that refer to mental eccentricity or foolishness. Nutty, off-balance, harebrained, off-the-wall, loopy. Another member in good standing on this lexical roster is the expression off your rocker. Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. A search of the Oxford English Dictionary's online database reveals that the phrase began showing up in print in the 19th century with the first citation dated 1897. Off your rocker was subsequently included in the novels of British writers P.G. Wodehouse and Evelyn Waugh in the 1920s and 30s. The origin of this cliché is a bit murky, but at least two reasonable guesses have been presented in various source books. One involves the elderly, who in caricature are confined contentedly to their rocking chairs. An oldster who wanders away from his customary seat and fails to find the way back is said to be off his rocker, hence demented, crazy, foolish. Another theory brings to mind the action of the chair itself. A properly constructed rocking chair is designed to move in a smooth, soothing, back-and-forth motion. A chair missing a rocker not only can't perform its intended function, it also tilts erratically in a visual representation of an unbalanced mind. I'm Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.